Dave Adams, Wisconsin Corn Growers. First off, let's talk a bit about Corn Soy Expo. Boy, you guys had a great weekend last week.
It was phenomenal. It's so nice to see all the people that attend and these young families that are coming to it now. It's a growing thing. It's been great.
That is something. You do see younger attendees. Maybe it's because we're getting older, but it just seems like there is a new enthusiasm there, isn't there?
Well, that's true, and I think the same thing. Maybe I'm getting older, but even still, I don't know if I look that young with some of these people that are coming in. I'm really happy to see it because our agriculture farmers are going to thrive because we got young people involved, and that's what we need.
Do you find more interest in an association's importance in those young producers?
I don't know about – we got a fair amount of interest in, like, corn growers and stuff and their younger people, and it's doing really good. I think some people – some young people tend to back off a little bit, but, like, at the Corn Soy Conference, they can come up there and learn a lot. It's very educational, and you have something for the family to do, too. So they come up, and the kids can go to the water park or whatever, and it's something for the whole family.
We're here at Ag Day at the Capitol, and of course, anytime you're dealing with government, you're dealing with environmental concerns and runoff and all the things that are... you're in a very populated area of Wisconsin. You face a lot of pressure down there, don't you?
Oh, yes, we do, but I think that's everywhere you go. It's you got to be careful. You got to be good stewards of the land. You can't have runoff, and you got to be careful what you do and practice good tillage so you have good soil retention and go from there.
Another big thing that's been great for corn, and that is the ethanol industry. This has just blossomed in Wisconsin.
It's been great. When I first came on the Corn Growers Board in 1980-something, we thought we were going to get an ethanol plant back then. It took us till almost year 2000 to get one, and now that we've got one, we've got 9 of them. And it is so good because it sends out a value-added product. We're keeping the corn in-state where it used to all get exported out of the state down to the river and whatnot, gone out as a whole product. Now it's coming and staying here. We're making ethanol out of it. We're making DDGs out of it, and we're exporting it, and it's just great for our economy.
We saw the sunset of the blender's tax credit and the tariff at the end of last year. Are you happy with that?
It doesn't really affect us too much, we don't feel, because the blender's credit mostly went to the oil companies because they're the ones buying the ethanol and blending it. It wasn't coming to the ethanol producer or for the most part, or the farmer. It was going for the consumer at the gas pump, actually.
And you really don't see any diminished use because of it?
No, we haven't, because really that's the only oxygenate they have for their gasoline, and they have to have oxygenate to it, so there's still a big demand for it.
What about some concern that the renewable fuel standard would be let expire as well?
Well, that's got us a little bit nervous. We really need the renewable fuels because we need to keep pushing in this direction. As I was told earlier, this is the first time in I don't know how long we haven't imported more than half of our fuel. So that says something about for our renewable fuel system working.
The livestock are still your bread and butter. They're still your biggest customer. What's an equitable price for corn that livestock can still make it go?
It doesn't matter what the price of corn is. It's what the price of the product they're selling is. I raise pigs and I milk cows, and I can guarantee you I didn't make as much money when corn was $1.50 as they are right now when corn's $6, because their prices have come up, and that's what it takes. It's not how much you're paying, it's how much you're getting. Still a net profit, and cheap corn makes cheap milk, cheap meat, and eggs. You know, you got to have, everyone's got to make some money, corn grower included.
And you mentioned earlier, but the export market is certainly becoming a bigger thing every year too, isn't it?
It is. Exports have always been huge. And then after the embargo back in the 70s, the prices, or 80s, or late 70s, early 80s, the prices dropped, and it took a long time to get things built back up. And now exports are starting to pick up again, and that's what's carried the price of corn to where it is.
Did you ever think you'd see the corn yields that you see today?
No. Our genetics are so amazing now in the technology that we use to grow it that it's great.
So what's next for the association?
Well, the corn growers continually watch the state up here, the legislatures and stuff, and participate, active participation on behalf of the corn growers for any issues that we see coming up. And for the Corn Promotion Board, we're trying to promote corn. We're trying to find the next use. You know, we promoted and still promoting it, and now we're looking for the next use. Whatever that may be, we don't know.
alternative uses are the key, aren't they?
That's right, research. That's what we're tasked with doing with our checkoff dollars is research and promotion.
And if people would like more information about the Corn Board or the Corn Association?
You can go to their website, wisconsincorn.org.